Hey y'all, so let's talk. I know it's been a while, but I have received a lot of DMs asking questions about the start of loving themselves. What's the process? How do you do it? Where do you start? And when I read them, I'm like, whoa, this is a loaded question, right? But I will always advise you guys to always go back to the moment where it all began, right? When did you lose yourself? What was the moment that you realized you didn't love yourself? Why? How? What was going on? Explore and examine that part of yourself and start asking questions. I tell you guys all the time about the beginning of my self-love journey and how that didn't begin until after my divorce. That's when I realized that I didn't love myself, because how could I have taken myself through all that I have taken myself through? How could I have accepted a lot that I accepted? What was it about the relationships that I was drawn to and myself that had me in a chokehold? And after time of asking myself the hard questions and going back to examine my experiences, my behaviors, my emotions, my thoughts, even before I got married, I was able to find where the problem rooted. And from there, I learned how to deal with that head on and work through it. Self-love and this journey is so much more than just applying self-care tactics and the external factors. It's about the work that we do internally. And if you're starting this journey, you have to realize that it begins with the tough work. Going back to those situations that you've repressed for so long and working through that. Somewhere along the way, you lost yourself and the love you have for yourself, but you can find it again. And again, my advice will always be to start there, going back to where it all started. Assess and explore that moment. What need were you trying to have met? What was lost? How did it change your view of yourself and the world around you? What were you missing? What about it was the worst part? What would you have wanted to happen differently or instead? What are your values? What are your beliefs? Were they jeopardized? I could go on and on and on, but in my journals, in any journals, in books, on videos, questions like these are asked because in order for you to love yourself, you have to love all of you, the good, the bad, the ugly. You have to learn to accept yourself despite your experiences, despite your circumstances. And you'll learn that someone who truly loves you will also love those things about you and accept those things about you. And those who don't just are unable to love you in the same capacity, and that's okay. But it's also okay that you can't love them through their inability. Through doing the hard work, you begin to have a new respect for yourself. But people do not like doing the work. And I say that all the time. People don't like doing the work. They don't like to focus on themselves. And yes, it can be lonely. And yes, it can be boring. But it is worth it, ladies. It's worth it. And you can't see that now because you're in it. But when you're experiencing a healthier relationship, healthier friendships, a healthier job, and etc., you'll look back at this moment and you'll be thankful for your journey. But you have to do the inward work and explore and ask yourself questions and assess and evaluate and be honest and be open. Invest in therapy. Invest in self-help books. Invest in journals. Continue listening to these kind of podcasts. Write those affirmations whether you believe them or not, because over time, you'll begin to believe it. Your actions will begin to reflect it. Your focus will begin to flow where your energy is going. Ask yourself, why don't you love yourself? And don't meet that question with just, I don't feel worthy, or I feel ugly, or something simple. Why do you feel ugly? Why don't you feel worthy? What was the circumstances around that? And why are you feeding it with validation? Dig deep and ask yourself questions. Explore. Do you really believe what you're saying, or was this the work of someone else? Can your insecurities and your flaws work for your good? Can we choose to think more positively about them? Can we break them down? Can we break down all those unhelpful thoughts and rebuild them? Where has this thinking got me? If I change the way I think, can I be more productive? Is the way I'm thinking causing me to be unproductive? So can I change that and do the exact opposite, even if I have to force myself? Can I focus on the things that I have to be grateful for? I have legs and can walk. I have eyes to see. I can hear. I can get around. I can think. I can reason. I can do whatever it is I put my mind to, because the resources are all around and I just have to do the work to tap in. I mean, let's do the work, ladies, and begin this journey. It's not easy. It can be a roller coaster ride. It can be lonely. It can be boring. It can be hurtful. But in the end, once you've made it through the storm, there's sunlight and rainbows meeting you on the other side of it. It feels good. You feel good. And just like most things, you have to maintain it and manage it. But in this case, you're in a better position to do so. As always, y'all know y'all can connect with me on Instagram at I am Latrice Rainer. DM me, talk to me, vent, stop by just to say hello. Whatever you need, I'm here. I also have my self-love journals and my self-love playbook t-shirts available on my website at the-self-love-playbook.myshopify.com. It'll also be available in the description if you didn't catch that. My self-love journal that's available was meant to help you get started. I have another which gets into the nitty-gritty, and you can just press notify me and let me know that you're looking for it. And I also have a plain journal if you want that, and you can do the same for that as well. And if you purchase anything from me, I would love to hear your feedback. I would love to hear how your journey and how far you've gotten, any pics with the products. I would definitely post them. I'm always here for a testimony. To hear how you guys are doing on your self-love journey, whether you have my products or another product, however you're doing it, I love to hear it. But I'm just here to serve you guys in any way that I can, and I'm always appreciative of you all. Until next time.